Hello and welcome to the Online Vocal Coach Podcast. Today we're going to be talking all about breathing. So this has got to be one of the number one topics that new clients or even clients who've had lessons with other people before come to me and ask about. They're so obsessed with how to breathe properly and they think they might not be breathing correctly and they really, really want to know how to do it. So this is a subject that I wanted to do a podcast on for a while now because we can sort of debunk some of the myths that are out there about breathing correctly and hopefully talk you through a good system so you can get yourself breathing correctly by yourself at home ultimately. So let's dive right in. Right, so let's start off by talking about one of the most overused and sometimes unhelpful words that gets banded around when singing teachers, vocal coaches, clients, pupils, whoever, get fixated on, and it's the diaphragm. Now, most people kind of have an idea about what and where this is, but they get so caught up in it that they get over fixated with it and it is really, really unhelpful. So let's start off by explaining what it actually is and what its job is and then how it's relevant for singing. So the diaphragm is a muscle and it's connected to the bottom of the lungs and it's kind of up inside the bottom of the rib cage. You can't actually touch it or feel it. It's internal. And this is where people get a little bit confused, is they think they can sort of touch it from the outside a little bit and almost kind of feel it, but you can't. It's connected to the bottom of the lungs. It's like saying, can you touch the lungs? No, of course you can't. And it's vital for our in-breath. So when we need to breathe, the brain sends a signal that it needs oxygen, and the first muscle that reacts to this signal is the diaphragm. And what it does is it moves downwards, or it contracts downwards, and because it's connected to the bottom of the lungs, it pulls the lungs with it, and this is the action that draws air into the lungs. It creates like a vacuum effect, so it sucks the air in, and hey presto, we've got our in-breath. Now, this action happens every single time you breathe. So it's happening whether you're breathing for singing or you're breathing just because you're taking a breath because you're talking to your mate. So really, there's no reason why we should over-focus on it for singing because we're already doing and using it all of the time. I think what we need to do more often is get a good, relaxed in-breath. And what tends to happen is people tense up and they tighten when they breathe, and this creates an overly large, exaggerated, shallow in-breath. So that's what we need to eradicate. So as long as we know that the diaphragm contracts downwards and that's the process that happens that draws air into lungs, that's all we really, really need to know. You can't sing from your diaphragm. They're not your vocal cords. Sound is made at your vocal cords, inside your larynx, inside your voice box. So really, we just need to know a little bit about it and then put that in a little box, put it to one side. It's actually learning about the out-breath that's more important and how to control the out-breath. And the diaphragm isn't actually directly involved in that at all. There are some other muscles that come into play that work on the out-breath. So let's talk a little bit about that, shall we? So if we don't need to worry about the diaphragm all that much when we're singing, how should we breathe in? Well, I find the best way to teach this is by getting clients just to release their belly muscles when they breathe. What I find is when people breathe in, they carry so much tension in the tummy or in the abdominal region that there's only one place for the air to feel like it's centering on, and that's all in the chest and all in the rib cage. I mean, you can do a little test on yourself now. If you tense up your abs and really pull them in and squeeze them quite tightly and breathe in at the same time, all the breath will feel like it's rising up into the chest and it won't feel like a very comfortable in-breath. If you actually do the complete opposite and you relax and release your belly muscles on the in-breath, you'll actually get what we call really as singing teachers and vocal coaches as a deep breath. And that's exactly what we want. So you can test that now. So just relax those belly muscles, and at the same time, you can breathe in. You can strengthen the visual on this by thinking of your belly button doing the breathing for you. So your belly button is no longer your belly button. It becomes your mouth or your nose. And as long as you release the belly muscles at the same time, you're going to get a pretty deep, relaxed breath. And this is perfectly adequate for singing. I think the confusion has come in with the word or the term take a deep breath. It's become almost confused with take a big breath, and it's not. They're two completely separate things. Deep should be thought of as in the center of the body, right at the belly, and this is where we want it to come from. So hopefully that's helped you deal a little bit with the in-breath. So let's go on and talk about what I touched on in the introduction today, and that was all about the out-breath and why this is so important. Well, quite simply, we can only sing on out-breath. So this is, in my opinion, I think one of the most important areas that you need to work on. And I also said, you know, there were some muscle groups or muscles that came into play on the out-breath, and these are all of those muscles around the abdominal wall and around the sides of the waist. These are the muscles that come into play to help expel the air from the body. So when we're just chatting day to day, you know, like I'm just talking now, the diaphragm obviously drops down when I breathe in, and it can return to its original starting position quite quickly because I can afford to take lots of breath and I don't have to sustain my voice for singing. But when you are singing, you've often got to control your voice for much, much longer than you do when you speak. So we've got to learn how to control and engage these muscles of the abdominal wall and the sides of the waist to help slow down the returning movement of the diaphragm. So once it's dropped and contracted down, it needs to move back to its original position, and we just need to let that happen slowly in a controlled manner. So you can do some exercises, you know, around the house to help you get better at controlling your out-breath. That's why they're so good, and they don't need to be practiced for hours on end. They can be done for 2 to 3 minutes a day, and over the course of a week, you will feel a real difference in the control that you have over the outflow of your air. So let's see how well these translate over podcasts, because they require some quite kind of firm, loud sounds that might not work so well with microphones. So what I want you to do is I want you to place your hand over your tummy. And what we're going to do is we're going to take one of those nice deep belly breaths, relaxed breaths, relaxing those belly muscles. And we are going to do a letter F sound. So F for Freddy, or Foxtrot if we're doing it properly with the phonetic alphabet. And you're going to hold that F sound for as long as you can. So what it will sound like this. And you're going to keep it nice and steady and even so it doesn't have any wobbles and shakes in it. Now I'm getting you to put your hands on your tummy, because once you start making that F sound, your tummy muscles, your abdominal region will just firm up a little bit. And that's exactly what you want to happen. That is your abdominal wall working to support the breath so that it doesn't run out too quickly. And these are the muscles that we need to learn to engage when we're singing, so that when we're, you know, singing a phrase, whatever it might be, even if it's just an so we can hold it for a nice decent length of time, it sounds nice and controlled. On the outside, it looks like we're just making it look easy, but actually on the inside, we're just engaging those tummy muscles ever so slightly in the same way that we're engaging them when we do our letter F sound. Right, so the exercises we've done so far are great at teaching you how to get a good natural in-breath and how to get a good, steady, progressive out-breath and control it. Then what I find is when clients have kind of got the grasp of that and they've been practicing at home on their own, and we've done it in sessions in the studio, they then come on to singing songs or material that they're working on, and they find it much more difficult because obviously you can't breathe slowly and steadily all the time. Sometimes you are required to take quick breaths and still get the same response, so it's still got the same approach. So we're going to work on a really simple exercise now that's going to teach you how to do all the stuff that we've just done, taking that nice deep relaxed in-breath, but doing it quickly now so we don't spend so much time breathing. And what we do here is we do a pant. So you've got to think like a dog, and you're going to get an out breath and an in breath. Now, this pant has to be really kind of light but energetic. We don't want it to become labored. So we don't want it to be really big, because you're going to take too much air in, you're going to dry out your throat, and you're not going to get a good level of breath. It needs to be really quite small. So again, what I want you to do is place your hand right over the center of your belly, and it wants to be this sort of level, and try and match my speed as well. So we're going to go quite steady to begin with. So we're getting a really kind of small, quick out, in, out, in, out, in. Now, if you've got a bit of tension that we've been trying to work on earlier in this podcast, you might find that difficult, because you've just got to let those belly muscles relax in order to get the breath to come in and out really, really quickly. You will feel, when you had your hands on your tummy, like the tummy is moving. And what you're feeling there is the external result of that diaphragm just dropping really quickly and moving back to its original position. Then we're going to try and go a little bit quicker. So try and match my speed again. So we want to ultimately get ourselves to a speed where we can do it really, really quickly in a really light, relaxed way. So this is playing around with getting a nice quick in-breath, so we can do it when we've got a song, so we can just quickly go and sing, just like that. So I hope today's podcast has given you a bit more of an introduction and an insight into what's going on really when we breathe in, and the muscles that are at play and the mechanics of the breath, and also how to control your breath a little bit more when you're breathing out. So what I'd say is these are all great exercises to practice, because they don't need anything extra. You just need yourself and a little bit of time. The in-breath exercises I'd suggest doing while you're chilled out on the sofa at night when you're relaxed, or even in the car, because the car is a great place, because you can feel your lower back in connection with the seat, so you can feel your breath all the way around. Your pant exercises you can do absolutely anywhere, but practice them little and often, because the more that you do them outside of singing, the more quickly you'll then be able to apply them easily when you do start singing. So as always, best of luck with that. If you want to follow me, I'm on Instagram. My handle is The Online Vocal Coach, same as here. And you can also check me out on my website, which is jonathanparkin.com. Happy singing.